Some things just capture our imagination and stick with us. And with each generation, their popularity grows. Christmas is a time for these kinds of things. Think about The Grinch. The new movie of The Grinch just came out again. Or A Christmas Story, which I've already seen and will probably see 5 more times before the Christmas season is over. Or all those other Christmas favorites that we have to watch or listen to every year. And some things defy seasons, and one of those things is the ever-popular Star Wars. It's been around even since before I was born, and I am very old and washed up. So, the Bible has been around even longer than Star Wars, but before it was all written down and compiled into the book we know today, it was told as stories because most people couldn't read. So the stories were passed down from generation to generation. It's amazing to me, with all that has changed in our world, that these are things that have been around for hundreds and thousands of years. But stories only stay a part of our lives if we keep telling them and keep sharing them with our families. If you've been around Grace for a while, you've probably heard me say that I love movies and TV. One thing I love about them is that they can teach us things in a new way or show them in a new light. A classic theme in many very popular movies is that fight between good and evil. The good, usually the underdog, fights off the bad in order to save the world. And no movies do this better than Star Wars. Now, you're probably curious about why Star Wars and Advent would fit together, but there are actually a lot of themes that tie into our readings and the themes of this season. And today we're going to look at the idea of the Force. I see the Force as the Holy Spirit. They're very similar. The Force and the Holy Spirit both move us. They help us know which way to go. They guide us when we need help. They're a little voice inside us telling us what to do, where to go, what we need to know. The Force in Star Wars and the Holy Spirit in our lives give power that we don't know we have. There's that famous scene in the 2nd or 5th Star Wars movie. I don't know what you call it. I'm looking at Adan because he's our Star Wars expert. Where Yoda coaches Luke to use the Force to lift his ship out of the swamp. You probably remember that. I would have loved to show it, but it's really long. If Luke didn't believe in the Force, it would have been impossible for him to get his ship from stuck in that swamp. And the same is true for us with the Holy Spirit. It helps us do things that would never be possible if we didn't have that belief in God and the Spirit. Think of Pentecost, that first day when the Spirit arrived in this world. Flames hovered above people's heads, and they could all speak and understand many different languages. This would not have been possible without the Spirit there. The Force and the Holy Spirit require practice. Just as nobody was born a true, powerful Jedi, but became one after much study and hard work, our faith requires practice and study. That's why we, along with many other religions in the world, call it practicing our faith. When our proverbial ship gets stuck in the mud, like Luke's does, we can't just out of nowhere lift that ship up. Our faith is made stronger and better by practicing it, by working on it. One way we learn to practice our faith is by the example of our families. And it's fitting that today is First Communion, where many of our children are coming because their parents have brought them here, have taught them about God, and have helped them learn through practicing their own faith here and at home what it means to follow Christ and why this day is so important. We're going to watch now a short trailer from the movie The Force Awakens, which came out 2 or 3 Christmases ago. And it talks about how the Force is present in one particular family, and you can probably guess whose family that is.
Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it. My sister has it. You have that power too.
The Force is strong in Luke Skywalker's family, and in this movie, we also meet Rey, an ordinary girl who is living a below-average life who finds out that she has the power of the Force in her, too. She's kind of a scavenger who searches for junk parts to sell to make enough money to survive, until something happens that makes her realize her power and moves her to enter the fight in the world against evil. Rey has a gift, that the Force lives in her. Mary is an ordinary girl, living probably a better life than Rey did. Mary was engaged to Joseph and awaiting a change from child to being a woman when she got married, until something happened that changed her life. An angel visited her and told her that God's Spirit would come to her and she would bear the Son of God. In our gospel today, we heard about Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth's life has also been touched by God's Spirit. She is pregnant with a son whose birth was also foretold by an angel. She's pregnant with John the Baptist, a man who would be filled with the Holy Spirit, who would turn people's hearts to God, who would prepare the way of the Lord. You could say the Force was strong in their family, too. It's so strong that when Mary and Elizabeth meet, little John the Baptist in utero leaps for joy in Elizabeth's womb. The Force, the Spirit, is already alive inside these two women, active and kicking and moving. There's nothing quite like feeling a baby move inside you. I was actually sitting right there the first time I felt my son move in the womb. It was on Good Friday, ironically enough, when someone was singing, and I was almost frozen in the wonder of that feeling, like a little butterfly fluttering around inside me. But of course, babies' movements aren't always so light and gentle and peaceful. As they develop and grow, they get stronger. I also remember the first time my husband could feel Bennett's kick on the outside of my body, and his eyes lit up in the amazement of that. The Force of a baby's kick and the Force of the Holy Spirit, these are things that can grow and develop in us with time. They can become stronger as we develop in body or in spirit. That's why I love Advent so much. Advent is a time of waiting and preparation. It's a time of remembering that we don't have to have everything ready, but that God invites us to prepare for what's coming. And what do we do when we're preparing for something? We take stock of what we have and of what we need. We make a list of tasks, kind of like when you're planning for guests to come for Christmas or for a child to be born. We clean out space and we fill it with friends or food or family or a new little one. Advent is also a time of waiting. You can get everything ready, but you're not the one that's going to make the big event happen. That's up to the Spirit. We can't make a child appear. We can't make our Savior come into our world again. That is something only God can do. And we wait. So as you wait for the Lord this Advent, take some time to practice your faith. Study it. Grab Advent devotionals. Put them to use. Read Mary's testimony to God again and consider how you can participate in God's work in this world of lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry with good things, and showing God's mercy. I pray that as you do this, the force of the Holy Spirit will awaken inside you too.